I thought we should talk about the guests we got coming up, because that always intrigues people, doesn't it?
Yeah, well,
we got some good ones.
Yeah, we got a load.
Who we got?
Good question.
Henning Vane.
Right, Henning Vane.
Josh Widdicombe.
I've written them down somewhere. Henning Vane, Tim Key, Craig Cash, Mamphy Sharp, who's the captain of the Exeter ladies team, Scroobius Pip, Ricky Gervais, James Acaster, Josh Widdicombe, possibly Jeremy Goss, possibly Chris Sutton.
Gee whiz. Oh, possibly Helen Chamberlain.
I tell you what, I shouldn't have said them in case they pull out and they don't want
to. That's
do
fine.
Because well, I could
fine.
Say possibly Russell Grant.
Possibly Richard E. Grant. No. That's a good lineup, isn't it? That's like proper pod stuff.
Yeah, feels professional, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. Okay, so just to recap, what have you done since we last chatted?
I went to watch Exeter at home against Carlisle. Carlisle at the bottom of the league, or second from bottom, and Exeter a third going into that match, on an unbeaten run of about 17 games. But you'd know that if you're an Exeter fan. Carlisle have been, I think, struggling of late, but they got a new manager who I liked the look of when I saw his interview after the match.
What do you like about him?
Just clear, to the point.
All right.
Clear, honest, to the point, no nonsense. I did a tiny bit of a vlog. It's really not worth listening to, and I can see this sort of fading.
Do you think this
out.
Will peter out your vlogs?
Yeah, I don't really feel like they're getting much.
Are you in earshot of other people when you do them? Oh, because you're sort of pretending you're talking on the phone, I guess. Carlisle was my first ever away game.
Oh, really? You went to Carlisle?
Yep. From
Blimey,
Kent.
How old are you? It feels like a sort of thing you'd do as a naive 15-year-old.
I was about 17, yeah.
Right.
And it was Tuesday night.
Wow.
And it was 0-0.
Tuesday night? Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I know, it's about 7 hours.
Incredible.
0-0.
It's funny, I saw someone on Twitter, an Exeter fan, take a selfie of himself going, I'm off to Colchester, it's like 7 in the morning, black sky at the train station. I was like, Christ, that's...
I always think when, like, Carlisle are playing Plymouth, that's when I go, fucking hell, someone's doing that.
Well, I mean, that's the first... Exeter, isn't it? It's only 20 minutes.
That's what I mean. It's like, whenever I see that, I go, someone is doing that journey. There will be at least one person.
Yeah, well, Carlisle had a fair few supporters with their flags.
With their flags.
Well, it's a long way to take a flag, isn't it? Right. I don't know what this is. Probably dog shit. Okay.
Hello. Walking down the road. I'm a bit late. So I'm a bit stressed from that. I'm walking down the road. This is the most comfortable I've felt going to a football match on my own. Because I've done this a few times now. So... I don't think that's a good thing, actually, that I'm relaxing. I should always feel uncomfortable.
No.
But anyway, it's Exeter v Carlisle. Carlisle near the bottom. But they might be...
Right, it's really boring.
Yeah, I have to admit, it is, yeah. You mentioned walking down the road twice. I'm walking down the road. I'm in Exeter. I'm walking down the road.
Right, this is my routine. I've got a little... I've got to get out of this. I've got to get out of this early. I get in. I go straight to the tea shop.
Yeah.
And I buy a cup of tea and a veg pasty, and that has to stop, and it will stop.
You're going to take stuff with you? I've never taken food to a game with me.
It's not just like smoking a fag. Might as well start smoking. I just want to put something in my mouth.
Someone told me that's what she said. Days ago, they still... What?
I said that's what she said. Sorry, Andy. Whatever
they,
your persuasion.
That's what they said.
Okay.
That's right. What all of them said.
Right, you're like this. I've made three notes. You're like this note, I think, first okay. note. So I sat down. It was packed. It was rammed. So I was really... Oh, I've got stuff to tell you, actually. But it was absolutely packed. Carlisle was having, were having shooting practice before the game. So you have, like, the temporary goals put up. And, you know, you pass it to the manager or coach. He flicks it off to the side and then, bang, you whip, have a go. One guy did it. I'll just read here. It was tipped over. It hit the shed back wall where the Carlisle supporters are and bounced back and whacked a Carlisle supporter on the back of the head. It's now 4 minutes later and he's still stretching his neck after the incident.
Because he's a bit embarrassed.
No, it looked like he was like... he's travelled 900 miles to get whacked on the head.
I saw one years ago. We used to sit... we used to stand... in the what is the town end at the Priestfield, basically, and behind one of the goals, and it was before the game, and a guy, we would stand right at the back, and a guy came up the stairs, and he just came up to the top of the stairs, and he was carrying a hot chocolate or a cup of tea, and one of the players had had a shot miss, and it flew, it hit him, hit his cup of tea, covered him.
Oh no!
Absolutely covered him, like he was just like stood there like that. A few people sort of laughed because it wasn't sort of full. It was ah, and he then turned round, and everyone else carried on watching the game. But I watched him, and he walked. He left. He went back down the stairs, left the ground, and I watched him walk back down the road towards the station, and I didn't see him come back.
Oh no.
But,
God.
But everyone else had got on with the day, and I was just going, I'm going to watch him.
Oh,
and
imagine writing that in a little show. Like, it all builds up to going to a football match, and it just ends with him. That's a great little story.
It's
don't see any of the match.
Yeah, he just walked off and just, like, but he didn't make it, he just sort of hit him. He didn't even sort of, like, make a fuss. He just
it
really felt like it was just the last straw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like he'd had a day of it. And
yeah,
he was like,
we'd have a morning of it. Up to about quarter to three.
Yeah, he'd had half a day of it. Just over half a day. It was about
we'll
half
get
a
over
day.
It then, mate. Maybe he got ran over later on. I've had a day of this now.
Been hit by a car three times.
I've eaten more pasties in the last 4 weeks than in the previous 3 years.
How many you had? One a game?
For the last 4 weeks. So I've had four pasties.
Four pasties.
I never had pasties. I didn't even think about it. Let's talk about Kite's thigh muscles. It feels like all my notes are about the footballer's legs.
It's fine. I get that.
They're fucking massive.
Well, I'm surprised there's not more press about Grealish's legs.
Yeah.
They are. Right, I'm just looking at the calories in a veggie pasty.
Oh, no.
Calories in... Right, OK.
It's that bloody pastry.
Oh, that's not too bad. 419.
OK.
Not too bad. Give yourself a break. Have a pasty.
No, I'm not having a pasty. Or don't have a pasty and don't have 419 calories.
But you'll walk it off there and back.
No, I won't.
Well, I don't think it's as bad as so to relax. So whose calves are you obsessed with at the moment?
Kite. I'm not obsessed with it. He was just kicking the ball around.
You brought up.
I was like, just they're big. If I had those legs, I don't know, I'd put a trouser.
Can you describe the shooting practice again? Because when you were doing it earlier, I was imagining you chatting to the person to your left or right and saying that.
Okay.
And I wonder how it would have gone down well.
There's a guy called Sean.
Oh, you know his name?
Shout out to Sean.
You know someone's name, then?
Hang on.
Oh, this is a huge step forward. Huge. I'm so proud of you right now.
Hang on.
Shawnee, Davey boy.
So at the first game I went to, I went with my eldest, and Sean came up to me and went, hello, da-da-da-da. And he said, I came to see you on tour in Exeter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so immediately I shut down. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, God, what have you witnessed? And anyway, very nice. Shout out to Sean, nice guy. And then he came up to me like 2 or 3 weeks ago at the end of the game, went, hey, I said, oh, I'm not a weirdo. Well, stop saying you're fucking not a weirdo then. Shout out to Sean.
Lovely Sean, not a weirdo.
It is Sean, isn't it? I keep saying Sean.
Sorry, Trevor. Trevor. Big shout out to Trevor, not a weirdo.
It is Sean, yeah. Shout out to Sean. And so Sean knows Jaden Stockley, plays for Charlton. And I think he used to play for Exeter. Joe's gone quiet. I realise you don't know anything about football.
No, not a
Anyway, and he said Jaden Stockley is up for coming on the podcast. Anyway, so that was the second time I spoke to Sean. I sat down on Saturday, and he came up the steps, and his season ticket, his seat, is directly behind me. And he came up with his mates. So we were chatting.
Oh, nice. This is huge.
So we were chatting. And I hope he doesn't mind, but he sent me a message on Twitter on Saturday. It's funny. And he said, I told my wife that you were sat in front of me, and she said, for fuck's sake, leave the poor guy alone. And
no,
I said, yeah,
you...
I said, yeah, your wife knows. And he said, I think you'll find you had the whole ground to choose a seat, but decided to sit in front of me and numerous times turned round to talk to me.
Did you write back, save this banter for Saturday? This is great banter. I felt so alone last few games, and this is exactly what I need. Here comes John. Maybe you can tell John about Sean.
Poor old Sean.
Oh, goodness.
Hello, John.
Hi, hello, John. How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good.
How's university?
It's all right.
How's the lecture about business the other day that you were... Was it business?
Yeah, it was all right.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, well, I went in person, so unless I ran away, I would add to listen.
Oh, yeah. Well, fair enough.
What were the headlines from that lecture?
From the lecture or from... Yeah. Is
it? From the lecture.
Oh, God.
What did you learn?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. I'll probably have to get back to you on that one.
Sounds like someone did so now.
So
they are, in all fairness, they are like 2 hours long. That's quite a long time to stay fully focused for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So the game on Saturday, John.
Yep.
You obviously weren't there. You were at university.
No, I did manage to watch it, but yeah.
Oh, did you? How?
Yeah. You know.
Illegal downloads. That's John Beer.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Confidential information, but okay. Did manage to watch it.
Yeah.
It was a good game overall, wasn't it?
It was scrappy.
It was really scrappy.
The first half was the most scrappy I'd seen. But I'd like to talk about a man called Mellish.
Yeah, well, I had him written down in my notes as well. I was going to ask you what you thought of that, what you thought of the challenge.
I'll tell you what. Well, it's not just the challenge.
Explain to me what happened.
Well, he got sent off for a two-footed challenge.
Oh, this is the one you liked because of it, didn't you? No.
No, that was from another. That was Lee Angle. This is a new guy called Mellish, plays for Carlisle.
Oh,
right. And I was watching him. He, off the ball, he kicked Matt Jay in the shins. No, hardly anyone noticed that.
Right.
I sort of looked round. Did I see that?
Did you not shout out? Did anyone fucking see that?
Yeah, anyone fucking see that?
Sean, did you see that, Sean?
And then
David's made a friend, by the way, John.
Sean didn't see it. He didn't see it. I said to him, David, were you watching the fucking game, mate?
David knows the man directly behind him and is sort of playing it cool, but is absolutely over the moon to be able to chat to someone about stuff.
I think you're over the moon.
Yeah, I am.
So he kicked Matt Jay off the ball. He pushed him over, sort of off the ball. Matt Jay got up, looked at the ref, and said, what are you going to do anything about that. I think he sort of whacked Dieng in the face, sort of slapped him, but kind of just getting away with it all the time.
Yeah. You're watching him the whole time.
player watch.
Yeah, and then he did this horrendous two-footed challenge. Is it on Archie Collins?
Yeah, it was on Archie, yeah. I mean, to be fair, out of all of the incidents, I did pick up on a few of them, like the push on MJ, but I don't know. I thought the red card was maybe a little bit harsh.
Nah. No? Not having
it. You were there in person. You probably gauged the incident better.
He was asking for it. He was asking for it. As soon as he did it, I was like, get off. And then as he was walking off, there were people giving him, ah, go on, giving him, and he reacted to the...
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he just gave him, yeah, fuck it.
Did you show anything?
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. I just giggle. I just find it all
and
very...
And turn around to Sean and see what he's doing and copy him.
I was going to ask you both, have you ever seen a bad injury live? Because it was a horrible little challenge. I thought that could have gone terribly wrong.
Yeah, I've seen...
And I don't want to see that 20 yards away.
I've seen a keeper knocked out.
Right.
That was at Chesterfield. And that's the one I told you about, David, where my brother went, get up, bloody get up. And the centre-back turned around to my brother and went, no, he's quite badly hurt. And my brother went, oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I've seen a leg break before. It wasn't actually that long ago. It was a few weeks ago. I went to the Stockport game, another one. That was the first one I happened to go to. And this horrible challenge, and all of a sudden he like sort of went to pick up his leg, and it was
God. I can't handle that.
I'm out. Gonna have to hold my headphones away.
We were there. It was happened at like sort of midway through the second half, and the ambulance didn't come till after the game. So he was somewhere just receiving whatever you can get, like gas and air, I guess.
Yeah.
I played in a game where a lad broke his leg, and I was in my little shorts, and I had to run into the main road and wait for the ambulance, and wait like to guide him to the pitch. But I did get to ride in the front of an ambulance. Yeah, and so I think Stuart Thompson broke his leg.
Horrible. I was just genuinely like, oh, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see anything like that. That would be... Anyway. So Carlisle, they got a guy, an ex-Exeter City player up front. Is it Tristan Abrahams?
Yeah, we had him on loan from Norwich, and he was sort of... He came down with a little bit of reputation for scoring goals at the youth level, but never really quite kicked on with us.
Yeah. He looked quite pacey, but he was a little bit...
Is he getting goals at Carlisle now?
Not really. I don't think he scored too many this season, but he didn't have a bad season last season at Newport last season, who also in league.
Is he still on? Is he still at Norwich, or is he...
No, I think he's permanently at Carlisle now, so he must have got released from Norwich. But
I tell you what I did like. Their left winger, Dickinson.
Brendan, we had him on loan as well. A couple seasons ago.
Was he good?
Yeah, good player.
He's really good.
He went through a sticky period with us. Well, not sticky, but just a tough patch where his father had just died when he came to us, so he didn't play for a little bit. But when he was playing, he was brilliant. Quick one on the ball, and I think he crossed the ball in for their goal, didn't he?
He did. It was a great ball. And the guy who scored was very good for Carlisle.
Yeah, Gibson.
He's really good.
He was the player that my dad picked out as their best player.
Yeah, he was really good. And he... who does he remind me of? The Man United player who's going to West Ham.
Oh, Lingard.
Yeah, he reminds me of a little bit of Lingard. Anyway, I thought they were unlucky because I thought Carlisle were the better side before Melesh got sent off.
Yeah, I'd be in agreement with that. I thought I don't know what it is with us, but we always seem to start a little bit slow sometimes, just not quite on it. And it takes maybe something like a red card or an incident to like spark us into action, if you like.
Yeah.
Which might be the bane of us at some point.
But
just seeing your second now.
Second?
Mm. Yeah, because Port Vale conceded a 94th minute own goal to lose the match, which we went above them.
So the first game I came to was against, was it Newport? But anyway, I think Exeter had played like 8, drawn 7 and won 1.
Mm.
So they're, you know, they're, or lost 1 or something. So they were doing well, but they weren't winning. Since I've started watching. I think they've won every game. I think. So I'm like, well, this. So now we're playing Colchester. I'm like, well, of course we're going to beat them. Of course we are.
That's sort of how it works, isn't it? Well, I think there's a point.
But it's like this confidence, isn't it? We're like, well, what? You're not going to lose to them.
Are you mentally prepared for a loss, David?
It will feel strange. I wonder if I never turn up again.
Just rip your half-season ticket up in front of everyone. Disgusting.
Do you know what? I was sitting there looking around at everyone thinking, right, most of you have experienced lots of lows in this ground, I imagine. It must be tough watching a team who's just losing. Drawing, yes, lose.
Well, that's where, your true colours shine through, isn't it? It's easy to support a winning side.
Yeah. Feel like you're judging me.
No, I don't.
Did you see the the San Marino game the other week? The commentators were talking about there's this group of supporters of San Marino from all over Europe who follow San Marino.
Really?
They've obviously got some weird way of looking at football, and yeah, they just because they have it. Obviously, they scored one goal in all qualifiers.
Yeah, that's
so they would be like, it's a good game tonight, wouldn't it? Yeah, play
yeah,
well.
Yeah. They lost 10-0 against England. That's a defeat.
Yeah.
But if you lose 5-0,
yeah.
Or if you score, that's a win, isn't it? Or a draw is FA Cup final.
But so I imagine you've experienced, Joe, and John, you have at Exeter. Have you been on awful runs, but with hardly any wins? And how does it motivate you to go to the next?
I feel like when I talk to my brother and stuff, it's like, oh, it's just because there's always the possibility of missing out on something. And
yeah. Like a special game or a special...
Yeah, or it'll just kind of go, or a moment or...
Yeah.
But you go, just you're part of it, and if you start drifting off, and then they go on an amazing cut run, and you're not there, and blah, 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 and you're not part of it, and so it just sort of you're just locked in case something good happens, basically. And I'm like, wow.
Is there a run that you remember with Exeter that was particularly bad?
I think in terms of, I'm quite lucky really because my generation has been quite all right, although in. I've never seen us get promoted live. I think we've only ever been promoted, a couple of times since I've been born? But yeah, I've only ever seen us get relegated. But it was, I always say to Dad and I always say to my brother and stuff that I wouldn't prefer to be in a relegation scrap than mid-table, but it does add sort of a level of interest.
Oh,
where, every point.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. Hanging around mid-table. Yeah.
I remember one season where we had a left back called Craig Woodman, and he was sort of never really scored. On the second to last day of the season, someone rolled it to him back from a free kick, and he smacked it from miles out, and he kept us up with that goal.
Yeah, nice.
Just memories like that you don't forget.
Yeah.
There was a time in League Two, which was Div 4, where you couldn't go down because no one had. I believe this is true. Someone probably don't know if fucking isn't, but I sort of remember there was because you needed to have the ground up to a certain standard, and the teams that were going up would have gone up. Didn't the ground wasn't sufficient, so you couldn't go down, and it was really weird because you were just like, oh, you take away any jeopardy in football. Yeah. It's like some, and there was I think someone like Enfield were. They won the league twice, whatever league they're in, but they couldn't go up because they didn't have the ground. And all the fans were suddenly like, oh, this is fucking pointless. You've got to have that hope or the jeopardy of... Yeah. You take that out and you just go...
Well, that's why people didn't ultimately like the Super League, wasn't it? Obviously, there's the obvious...
Oh, what? Just
greed
in it.
And money, things like that. But the fact that there would be no jeopardy and that kind of stuff, it just ruins football.
Yeah.
You need to be able to be in the shit...
Well, we got to do a quick one today, but I thought we, after when they had their man sent off, we dominated, and then Caprice came on. He's got some quick legs, that guy.
That was his first ever goal in 29 years of professional football.
Fucking hell,
fuck
really?
Off.
Yeah, that was his first goal ever.
No, sorry, I'm not. Was it?
Yeah, so he obviously salted away and he thought he'd scored, but the goal wasn't given to him because it hit the post and the keeper and went in. So that would have been his first ever goal, but this is his first goal in 29 years.
But he's like one of the best players.
Yeah, well,
it's a real threat, and
God, that takes some doing to not score.
Well, I think that's a more impressive feat than, you know, maybe like playing in the Premier League. That is impressive. Not
scoring. It's hard not to score. How many years did you say?
So he's been a professional footballer for 29
years. Honestly, Joe, if you watched him, he's a standout. You go, oh, he's good. That doesn't make any sense.
Not great in front of goal, by all accounts.
Okay. Wow.
No.
Bloody hell. Well, we deserved it in the end. Yeah. One more thing I was going to say.
Colchester tonight.
I've got my ticket. I can't believe I've paid £10. I'm going to watch it ahead of Man United against Villarreal, but that's the way I roll. And I can't wait to sit on my sofa next to my wife. She's watching, Hollywood.
She's watching Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, she is. She's watched about fucking 50 episodes. Yeah.
She's trying to get Petra to watch. She keeps texting me. Going,
she said last night, I told Joe and Petra.
Yeah. I haven't passed on the information because she's right in the middle of Australia's First Dates or something. I'm losing my mind over that.
Well, I can't wait to settle down with a cup of tea and watching Exeter v Colchester. Are you going to be watching, John?
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah. On your illegal stream?
No, not. alleged. You have to use the word alleged.
Yeah. I didn't realise you were like that.
Wow. It's like doing a pod with a gangster.
Oh, thanks for popping on.
Cheers, John.
No worries. See you
always,
later.
Always lovely
we'll have
to see
you, mate.
Another
one in reaction to Colchester.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. Definitely. We've literally taken over your week. I hope you don't fail your uni course because you're on this too much. Quick thing, what are you doing today?
I have just one lecture because one of my lecturers is ill, and that is the sports business lecture again.
Boring.
Give us a little synopsis when we see you next time.
I'll make notes just for the podcast.
Yeah, don't zone out, John. Never listen.
I'll make notes, not for my education, but for the podcast. I can let you know what I've learned.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, John. See you in a few days. Bye, mate.
Bye.